Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show, relevant conversations for business owners of today. We are grateful to have Ocusoft as a sponsor of our show. Since 1986, Ocusoft has served the community with a unique selection of proprietary brands, from dry eye care and protection with Retain line of artificial tears to eyelid hygiene with Ocusoft Lid Scrub Eyelid Cleansers, essential for maintaining healthy eyes. Zoria Skincare from Ocusoft offers revolutionary products for people with sensitive skin and eyes. Thank you to Ocusoft for being the number one doctor-recommended brand of eyelid cleansers and providing patients and doctors with products and supplies to continue to keep our eyes healthy. Welcome, everyone, to the Dr. April Jasper Show, and I am here with my good friend. I think we call each other sisters
from another mother.
So this
sisters.
Exactly. This is Dr. Kathleen Elliott Spurgeon. She is a pediatric optometrist and a consultant. And I'm just super excited that you're here, Kathleen. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm a big April Jasper fan, and I'm so grateful for the profession of optometry and just incredible friendships that go along the way. Thank you so much, April.
It's amazing the history, though, that you have, Kathleen. So in a minute, I'm going to ask you some questions, but I first want you to start by telling everybody a little bit about you, your history in optometry, maybe even... Let's talk about your family, where are you from, things like that.
That's wonderful. I am very blessed to be a second generation optometrist, and my father was the dean of, dean of the College of Optometry in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. We have a very unique history in Oklahoma because we have 39 sovereign nations where we are able to do a lot. The optometry school partnered with the Cherokee Nation, and my career led me to private practice, hospital-based practice, and some consulting in Native American affairs and tribal municipal and healthcare consulting as well.
Wow. Incredible. So I think a lot of people don't know the history, and that's one reason I like bringing people like you on the show, because it's important for us to know what is optometry like around the country and maybe even around the world. We'll get there one day.
Right, right. And I do want to say that the way we practice now didn't just come about by waving the magic wand. We're in Disney World today, so that, you know, we don't have a magic wand that it waved. It basically came from the ground that was plowed and the shoulders that we stood upon of those who went before us, who worked hard to get parity in Medicare. And then we worked, especially in Oklahoma, to get lasers. We were the first state there, and it was driven by the need of our patients in a lot of rural areas where the training was comparable with optometry and ophthalmology, so it able to provide access to patients in all 77 counties, and then that led, you know, to many expansions across the United States, and that is the best thing for our patients. So we have a big Native American population in our state with a lot of diabetes and comorbidities, and so we were very grateful we could provide an excellent service of care. So the leadership that I think our state and visionaries like Dr. Jasper in Florida and many other states have been incredible for our profession.
Are you looking for a nutritional supplement to help with your day-to-day vision needs? Look no further than MacuHealth. Recommended by doctors worldwide, MacuHealth offers a full line of products designed to support your vision and eye health. Available through eye care professionals on Amazon.com and directly on our website at MacuHealth.com. And here's the best part. Use the code OME24 when ordering direct from MacuHealth for special discounts. MacuHealth, nutrition you can see.
All right, you ready? I want to ask you some things. So let's start with a specific case or a patient encounter in which you know that you made a difference. And I love these stories because it helps to inspire all of us.
Yes, I was very blessed to be working in pediatric ophthalmology practice for 12 years, and I still am. And when you are able to not only affect a child's vision, you can affect their life as well. Yep. And two quick stories. My nephew was 4 years old, got bonked in the head on the lake with my son. I dilated him. He was 20/20. He'd passed his school screening. He had passed his pediatric screening. When I dilated him, guess what he had? Retinoblastoma. And no one would have ever detected that if he hadn't have bonked his head. Well, thank God, you know, 3 weeks later, we went through a lot of, you know, stuff, and we're going to send him all the way up to Pennsylvania, but he spontaneously got better. I believe in the power of prayer, but he's 26 years old now, but that eye exam changed his life. And so thank God for the retinologist and the specialist that also helped us, but it outgrew its blood supply and they said it was just dead tissue, but it was active.
Wow.
Retinoblastoma. I said 3 weeks, but 3 months. And wow. So that was impactful. And so it makes a difference in dilate children's eyes. And that's the big
absolutely.
Take home.
Yes. Did you have another one?
Yes. The other one was a Hispanic child that was in second grade, and she came in with her grandfather. She was very introverted and very low self-esteem. Saw about 20/40. I dilated her. She had 3.5 diopters with the rule of astigmatism. And so we gave her glasses, and she came back 6 to 8 weeks later, and the grandfather was crying. And I said, aww. What's going on? And he said, she had been called dumb. She had been called, you know, not engaging. And then now with her glasses, she's got the top grade in the class, and the teacher gave her a shout out, and the child came in smiling. Her whole countenance had changed.
Wow.
Because she could now see and realize she wasn't dumb. And so, I mean, just the little things that you think about, you know, it could change the trajectory of their lives. So it was very rewarding.
That's amazing. I remember reading Ben Carson's first book. And what is it called again?
Taking Healing Risk? Hands. Or the,
Healing Hands. Yes mm-hmm. Healing Hands. Mm-hmm. And I remember reading it. I was given it as a gift by a teacher of mine in high school. And he gave me the book, and I was reading it. And the story in there, he tells exactly like that, of how he was not doing well in school, failing in school, got his first pair of glasses, and it completely changed his life.
Yes.
So, and
very
here you
grateful.
Are the one that is doing it. We all are, which
yes.
is incredible. All right, you ready for the second
number
one?
Number two.
Number two. Who influenced you or encouraged you to pursue an optometric career?
I'm very blessed because I started working my dad's practice in eighth grade, and I would probably say it would be my dad, Dr. George Foster. Big shout out to him, Dr. Les Walls and Dr. Lee Carr. But my father's mentor was a World War II naval officer who came out of optometry school and started the practice in Bristow.
Wow.
And he had on his stationery next to life itself, God's greatest gift is sight. And I felt like that was just an inspiring quote for me, and I went on a couple of mission trips while I was an undergraduate and found out that being an optometrist, you can really make a difference.
Yeah.
And so I've had a lot of mentors, but just shout out to my dad that he really did inspire me because of his advocacy.
Wow. So tell me about those medical mission trips. So have there been any cases or patients you saw on those trips that really, and have you been on many?
Yes,
first
so
of all?
Mexico, ahead. India, I would encourage everyone to go on a mission trip because it will change your life literally. And there was one particular patient in India that she was a 24-year-old young woman that had a new baby, and she was a minus 17.
Wow.
And she had never seen her child. And so when we put the trial lenses in front of her and she saw her baby, face for the first time, and she started crying, and the whole team started crying. And I am telling you, it just tears were pouring. But can
wow.
you imagine not seeing your own child's face? So
no.
after, you know, the child, I think it was small, and she was very, it was a very blessed experience.
You know, I think about that, Kathleen. You've been on mission trips, you've seen patients in different areas, but one of the things that I have a question here I want to ask you, because it brings it back to me, is that you've also used your career for advocacy, specifically in the area of pediatrics and the Native American population. So tell me more about that.
So I would tell any new optometry student or anyone, you know, in their 20s or 30s, that your career doesn't have to take a linear path. It can take a turn here, a turn here. My grandfather's grandfather came on the Trail of Tears, and I always told the Lord that someday I would come back and just serve the Native American population. So I was able to work with the Muscogee Creek Nation in their hospital as an optometrist, and later as the government relations specialist for our Chief Hill, who our tribe is the fourth largest tribe in the United States. So I was very blessed to be able to advocate and give back, and
wow.
making people aware that Native American population has a lot higher, they have 3 to 5 times more suicide. They have almost twice as much infant morbidity. We have an incredible, you know, diabetes, incredible suicide rate, you know, things that are unique, I think, to the Native American population. Yeah. So it was, I was very grateful because now I work with tribal municipal affairs and I'm able to interface between people who have never been in a tribe, people who are outside the tribe, and connecting them all to understand the impact, the positive impact that Native American citizens have on our state and our nation. So very unique opportunity. And I am very blessed because this is a year that Native American issues are just being highlighted with Killers of the Flower Moon and lots of things there. So we are bringing attention to the scars. You know, we have a messy history, but we are very grateful that there's unity and community. And that's what my husband and I both do on tribal municipal affairs.
Wow. Okay, so the next thing I think I know about you. So even in your signature, you have a quote. And so I remember one of my first emails I got from you. I saw that and I was just like, wow, that's really cool. I never even thought to do that and how inspiring. But let's go to that for a moment. As we close out our session, I would love for you to share some of your most inspirational quotes, that what they've meant to you. Tell us a little bit about the stories behind them even.
So the favorite quote that I live by is, we warm our hands by the fires we didn't build, we drink from the wells we didn't dig, and we eat the fruit of the trees that we didn't plant, and we stand upon the shoulders of giants who have gone before us. And you always want to remember those giants who went before you, to stand on their shoulders, and then you be that giant for the next generation. So I've been very grateful for my optometry mentors, my family, the leadership in my consulting that I get to connect with, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen.